President, I'm sure you're aware, sir, of the tremendous mail response that your news conferences on television and radio has produced. There are many Americans who believe that in our manner of questioning or seeking your attention, that we're subjecting you to some abuse or a lack of respect.
Well, you subject me to some abuse, but not to any lack of respect, I don't think.
Mr. President, in the 1960 campaign, you used to say that it was time for America to get moving again. The reason I ask you the question, Mr. President, is that the Republican National Committee recently adopted a resolution saying you were pretty much of a failure.
I'm sure it was passed unanimously.
As a former member of the House of Representatives and the Senate, sir, how do you feel about proposals to increase the size of the House from the present number 435?
Well, as a former member of the House, I would feel that it should be left to the members of the House of Representatives.
Mr. President, I'd like to ask you a two-part question. Do you think that Mr. Nixon should run for governor of California? And as a politician, Mr. President, what do you think of the advisability of a political party giving a defeated candidate a second chance at the presidency?
Well, I would think in answer to your first question, if Mr. Nixon asked my view as a fellow practitioner of the follower of the political profession, I'd be glad to give him my opinion, as I do have an opinion on the matter. I think that history is filled with a case of a man who've been defeated for offices, who've continued their public service, and I think we've seen it very much in the last few years. I'm sure we'll see it in the next years.
Ms. Craig.
Excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, visitors who go out to visit Lincoln Park on East Capitol Street are dismayed to find it a slum. Congress has authorized, and the National Council of Negro Women will erect there a memorial stadium and a statue of the great woman educator, Mary Bethune. Now the transit company proposes to put an 8-lane freeway between the park and the Capitol, cutting it off. Could you inquire into that and see if the freeway could be put further out beyond the park?
Yes, I will. Fine. Today, Miss Craig. I guess this chimpanzee who was flying in space took off at 10:08. He reports that everything is perfect and working well.
President, most former presidents have put their official papers in libraries in their home states where they are not readily available to scholars and historians who come here to work with the Library of Congress and other agencies here. Have you decided where to put yours, and would you consider putting it in Washington?
Yes, I'm going to put it in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Mr. President, your brother Ted recently on television said that after seeing the cares of office on you, that he wasn't sure he'd ever be interested in being the president. I wonder if you could tell us whether, if you had it to do over again, you would work for the presidency, and whether you can recommend the job to others.
Well, the answer is, the first is yes, and the second is no. I don't recommend it to others. At least for a while.
President, do you think that Mrs. Murphy should have to take into her home a lodger whom she does not want, regardless of her reason, or would you accept a change in the civil rights bill to accept small boarding houses like Mrs. Murphy?
If the question would be, it seems to me, Miss Craig, whether Mrs. Murphy had a substantial impact on interstate commerce.
since you permitted the telecast of press conferences, a great deal of attention has been paid to little things that occur, especially in the home offices and newspapers. Would you save us a couple of hours' work tonight and explain what the Band-Aid is doing on your right hand?
Well, I cut my finger when I was cutting bread. Unbelievable as it may sound.
Mr. President, the practice of managed news is attributed to your administration. Mr. Salinger says he's never had it defined. Will you give us your definition and ask us why you find it necessary to practice it?
You are charging us with something, Miss Gray, and then you're asking me to define what it is you're charging me with. I think you might... Let me just say that we've had very limited success in managing the news, if that's what we've been trying to do. And perhaps you'd tell us what it is that you object to in our treatment of the news.
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Well, I don't believe in managed news at all. I thought we ought to get everything we want.
Well, I think you should do, Miss Gray. I'm for that.
President, you have said that you are in favor of the two-term limit to the office of the presidency. Now, how do you feel about former President Eisenhower's suggestion that the term of congressman also be limited?
It's the sort of proposal which I may advance in a post-presidential period, but not right now.
President, the Democratic platform in which you ran for election promises to work for equal rights for women, including equal pay, to wipe out job opportunity discriminations. Now, you have made efforts on behalf of others. What have you done for the women according to the promises of the platform?
Well, I'm sure we haven't done enough, and... I am a strong believer in equal pay for equal work, and I think that we ought to do better than we're doing, and I'm glad that you reminded me of it, Mr. President.
Mr. President, Congressman Alger of Texas today criticized Mr. Salinger as a, quote, young and inexperienced White House publicity man, end quote. I questioned the advisability of having him visit the Soviet Union. I wonder if you have any comments.
I know there are always some people who feel that Americans are always young and inexperienced and foreigners are always able and tough and great negotiators. But now he also, as I saw the press, said that Mr. Salinger's main job was to increase my standing in the Gallup poll. Having done that, he's now moving on to... improve our communication.
President, yes. It's been a long time since a president and his family have been subjected to such a heavy barrage of teasing and fun-poking and satire. I mean, there have been books on backstairs at the White House and cartoon books with clever sayings and photo albums with balloons and the rest, and now a smash hit record. Can you tell us whether you read and listen to these things and whether they produce annoyment or enjoyment?
Annoyment. No, they produce... Yes, I have read them and listened to them. Actually, I listened to Mr. Meade's record, but I thought it sounded more like Teddy than it did me, but... so he's annoyed.